Alistair, first time Letterkenny ever in Championship 2, 40 points to 21, but some very good facets of the game, especially your initial opening of 10 minutes, and say had a kick on to touch just before half time, could have been a different result.
You know what, definitely we got into the game nice and early, we imposed ourselves physically on Limavady, and that's what we were aiming to do today. Unfortunately, they rode out that tide, and a couple of penalties, a couple of sort of basic skills let us down, and we've seen actually they could really play ball. They moved us wide, they challenged us, they found the spaces. I thought maybe we could have held on, stayed a wee bit more solid in our defence, but any mistake we made, they were clinical and they picked us off. So on the day, 100% the better team won.
Well, there's facets in the game which change it too, and big Hazlitt's interception just on the halfway line. You know, somebody of that pace intercepts, there's not much you can do about it, and that's just, again, that was whenever you were in an attacking position.
Yeah. No, definitely, and you know they had a couple of those guys, Big Riley as well. You know, any if you got a sniff of a chance, to be fair, they executed and they capitalised on it. And that's what this level of rugby is about. We're not against boys that are, you know, are slow or, you know, are second rate now. These are our top players, and we have to just acclimatise to that and minimise any chances we give them.
The breakdown I thought was excellent. I mean, especially that turnover just before half time, whenever that they could have scored under the post, and there was other aspects as well. Possibly the one wee problem of maybe the line out, but again, that's something that a first game of the season can be ironed out.
Yeah, no, definitely. We felt the referee had actually had a brilliant game, and that's the good thing about playing a higher level rugby, is you get better flow to it, and the guys that are in the middle actually are a higher standard as well. So we're pleased with sort of, I think we learned to work with them well, and we benefited from a good referee. But I think Bratz is working very hard in their line out. There's a couple of things he knows that he's got issues with, and he's talking to the boys, you know, already about it, and we'll iron those out on Tuesday and see can we improve it again for Saturday coming.
Yeah, because the set piece, I mean, the scrummage in the first half was excellent to watch, because both sides were prepared to scrummage. There was none of this dropping scrums and all the rest of it, which made the game flow that bit more. And I think you'll find that that's what will happen at this level, because teams want to run the ball. They don't want to be caught up in scrums all the time.
No, definitely. I suppose what we feel now, we have a, you know, that's a tight result to take, but we have a pack or an entire squad now that's the level of rugby they should be playing at. You know, that's the type of opponent or the type of platform that we should be challenging ourselves, whether that's scrum, line out, you know, breakdown. We feel that we're at that level. Yes, we've got beat today, but we're up to it, and we're not going to back down from it now.
Well, some of the points I mentioned earlier on, the group points, you know, when you have equality at that level and for quite a part of the game, and it's just maybe an interception and a missed tackle loses the game, there's a lot to work on, and there's no reason for the feeling down about it.
No, definitely. So it's just keeping that mindset, and you know, when you look at players like Daniel Faulkner today and how much damage he done and how he carried the fight to them, you know, we're up to it, we're up to the task, but it's keeping the positivity with sometimes results won't go our way, but that's fine, we'll get back on the horse and we'll go again.
Interesting you mentioned Daniel, because I mean that final score, that was the score of the match. I mean, if that was in a senior game, I'd be talking about it all day. Yeah. And it's great to see that experience that he's got, and it'll only begin. A lot of those Limavady boys I know played Championship 1 only 2 years ago, and so therefore they, you know, the experience they've had, that's something your lads will be getting week by week.
Yeah, no, definitely. Actually, just with 9 minutes to go, you know, when we had the three tries and they had the five, we got one more try there. We got a four try bonus point, and we were within seven, so we could leave with 2 points.
Right.
They came back at us, but even, you know, we had them in the corner. Cody Lafferty almost scored. To be fair, brilliant cover tackle from Limavady,
right,
but that would have got us a point.
Yeah.
So it's, maybe disappointing we didn't take anything from the game when we feel, yes, the better team won, but I think we deserved something, but you don't always get what you deserve, so it's...
No, and I think what you're saying there, you know, what you get from the game. What you get from the game is the fact that you can look at it, and, I mean, two or three mistakes make a big difference. It could have been a try bonus point was the difference. But, again, Alistair, it'll be a learning process. But, look, I really enjoyed the game, I have to say. And, obviously, Limavady are one of the strongest sides you'll probably meet in this league. And, therefore, I think the way that the pack looked after themselves, there's a lot to happen. So, good luck, and hopefully I get up to see you again. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.